Right now, from the northeast side of the city, it is the Lawrence Township School District. Lawrence Township has almost 15,000 students in the district. They are another district that literally is a rainbow coalition. No one racial or ethnic group is in the majority in Lawrence Township. It's just a melting pot of all different kinds of groups. 53% of the students in Lawrence Township have lunch free, which means 47% are on free or reduced lunch. Their graduation rate, 87%. Ooh, that is outstanding. And their ISTEP, they got to improve a little bit, 66.8%. But their letter grade in Lawrence Township was a B, but that's the wacky, crazy letter grade system that just found out in New York City, which started it, is actually getting rid of theirs. But that's neither here nor there. There are four candidates running for school board in Lawrence Township. Frederick Medley and April Ajayi could not make it on the program with us today. But two other candidates are here, Richard Dick Frege and Reginald McGregor. Is it McGregor? I got that right?
Yes, sir.
I want to put a Y on the end of that. Gentlemen, welcome. Let me start with Dick Frege. Why are you running?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on the show. We really appreciate it. And I'm very excited to be running for the District 2 school board seat. I have five kids that live in Lawrence Township over the years, and two of them already graduated from Lawrence Central High School, and I have another three going through the school system, two at Lawrence North, and an eighth-grade daughter at Fall Creek Valley Middle School. So they've all received excellent educations along the way, and I'm excited and committed to serving and supporting the township so that all Lawrence Township kids will have those same opportunities. The reason that I'm running actually started a few months ago when I was approached by a couple people to consider running for the District 2 seat. Jeff McKean, the current sitting representative for District 2, decided not to seek re-election. It was not something that I had thought about doing necessarily in the past, and it certainly wasn't on my 2014 to-do list, but they encouraged me to do this. They thought I could bring some additional good leadership, additional enthusiasm, and additional good judgment to the board. And I told them at the time I would reflect upon that, think about it, talk to some other people. It did align with some of the things I had done in the past, some of my current interests. And I met with Dr. Smith. I was very energized by that discussion, met with several other people on the school board and some others in the community, and became convinced that this was something that I should do and could do well. So that's what brought me to running. There's no agenda that I particularly have, but there's a number of things I'd like to support, but we can get into that later.
All right. Reginald McGregor, why are you running?
Sir, thank you again for having the same. It's similar to Dick. I was approached by some people to consider for the board. I did not have it on my list because I think we have a good board in place, and I knew just from doing my research, all of them had second terms available to them. So I was just there ready to support the board. But after I was approached, and again, to run at the at-large seat, I began to take a look at the district. I do have two daughters who have come through the district, one who graduated in 2013 now at Ball State. Thank Lawrence for that preparation. And my youngest daughter is a senior who's a senior at LC, is on the cheerleading squad, who's has benefited from the extracurricular activities and the rigorous curriculum. So now that I have a little bit more time on hand to be able to fully engage with making a difference in the district, I took consideration a couple of things. I do believe in three of our core values that I think I can help a lot. Mm-hmm. One is, as you put before, we are a melting pot district, but the district, it is changing. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure or ensure that we continue to embrace our diversity in our district without any subsequent lowering our expectations. At the other part of it, we also understand that as our economic situations has changed in this country, it has a major impact on not just families, but how people raise kids. Mm-hmm. And it's not just enough for a student to be in class from 8 to 3, but there has to be a total approach to help that child or help that particular kid be safe after school. Mm-hmm. We have to have the right extracurricular activities to enhance that student's learning and also prepare our students as we talk about this whole career and college readiness. as an industry leader, one that's been involved in our science, technology, engineering, math, I've seen the impact of an effective education system, and I've also seen the impact of lack of resources and the lack of collaboration and how some students might not be prepared to enter this workforce. So I wanted to ensure that our district has the right things in place to ensure that. The other thing is, as we talk about collaboration and cooperation and communication, I thank Dr. Smith for his leadership. I commend our existing board members for all the communication, all the efforts they've done. But we have to make sure that our teachers and our parents are also engaged in the learning of our students. And I want to support access for our parents to have the right information. I want to make sure that our teachers are valued and that they have the tools, resources to continue to teach our students. So I'm looking forward to it. And, again, thank you for having me.
Both of you are running. If you're elected, you would be new members to the board at Lawrence Township. So if you're elected, let me start with Dick Freege, then Reginald McGregor. What would you do differently, or maybe a better way to put that is, what would your priorities be on the board?
Yes, I'd have a number of priorities that I'd want to support. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the fact that I met with Dr. Smith, the current superintendent. Mm-hmm. I'm very encouraged by the expectation of excellence that he is committed to. I've met with a number of principals and school teachers the last couple months, and what I was most enthused about, besides the innovative programs that are happening at those schools, the principals and teachers are embracing Dr. Smith's leadership and the school board's leadership with respect to this commitment to excellence. I think the five things that I would be most interested in supporting and making sure they continue to improve is, number one, it starts with academics. Mm-hmm. We must have academic excellence, but more than that, it has to be available to all kids in the district. And I'm encouraged about an existing study committee that's been being led by Troy Noterer, a principal at Belzer, that's looking at how to expand our high achievement classes to make them available to more kids, mm-hmm. get them out more into the district. So that's one thing. We have a number of wonderful programs already in Lawrence Township, Performing Arts, right. the McKenzie Center mm-hmm. for right. Innovation Technology, second to none, immersion programs, and many extracurricular activities, as Reginald mentioned. We need to continue to support those, and we need to make sure people in the district and outside the district are aware of those. Lawrence Township should be a magnet district that people want to live in, want to send their kids to school there. So I would be continuing to support that. Sure. I agree with Reginald. We need to figure out, even whether we have budget constraints, how we get additional resources to our teachers and guidance counselors. I'm a big believer in community partnerships, and we're already doing a pretty good job in Lawrence Township. We can do better at that. That'll assist our schools and enhance the mentoring and one-on-one focus that's available to our kids. And we need to also continue to focus on our facility upgrade plans, both short and long term. The final thing I wanted to say of what I want to continue to encourage and support is what Reginald also mentioned, and you did too, right. Amos, at the start of the program, is the diversity mm-hmm. in our district. You know, that can create some challenges, but all in all, that's a strength of our district, and it's to be celebrated. And frankly, I'm grateful that my kids have been making their way through Lawrence Township, and the cultural diversity there from both ethnicity, racial, socioeconomic. I think the preparation that the kids in Lawrence Township are getting is going to prepare them well for when they're out in the real world after their education.
239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon. They missed your opportunity to talk with the candidates running in Lawrence Township, Dick Freege and Reginald McGregor. The answer, Reginald McGregor, if elected, what would your priorities be?
So first, I am a industry person, son of an educator who taught in school for 25 years, so I value education. First priority is, as I put it before, access, regardless where a student or child lives in our district. We want to make sure that if that student sits in that classroom, mm-hmm. that student is in a fun learning environment, challenged to learn, challenged to be innovative, and challenged to be creative. So we know there's some things we have to do to support our teachers to make sure our classrooms are that fun learning environment. Mm-hmm. We want to continue to make sure our district and our classes and schools are safe, both from internal forces and external forces. When parents drop their kids off to school or when their kids are at school, we want them to know that those students are being taught, being trained, being exposed to high academic challenges, and that they are safe. Now, there is a crisis in the district or really in our state in terms of poverty. Mm-hmm. There are some students who lack some resources. There are some families who lack some resources. So I also want to make sure that we have the right resources in place so those students have just a greater chance of success, again, despite their current situation, that they also can achieve, perform well, and understand what it means to have a better quality in terms of life.
239-1310 this afternoon's name is your opportunity to talk with the candidates running in Lawrence Township School Board. Let me go and start with Dorothy. Hi, Dorothy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was calling just to make a couple of quick comments. I am a current resident of Lawrence Township and have had four of the five children that I have raised go through the township, and my younger son is there at Indian Creek now. And one of the observations that I have is what Mr. McGregor just mentioned about school safety. I know a few years back when my older nephew was there, there were some pretty serious incidents that happened at the school he was attending, which was Lawrence North at the time, that I just don't think that they were adequately prepared for. So that is one of the concerns. And then the other is not necessarily for myself, but I believe that there is a disparity in programs offered. I think Lawrence Township does a really, really good job with offering programs for those students who excel. And then I think they do a really, really good job with offering programs for those students who don't, who struggle a bit. But that in-between student that's not a behavior issue, that is just getting by with Steve, I believe that there is a lack of resources, support, and opportunities for them to become the best student that they could be. So as a parent, I would just really like to see, as a township, as a district, for them to approve upon providing services, resources, opportunities for that group of students.
That is a great, you know, Dorothy, that is a great, that's why we have the smartest talk show audience in the country. That's a great observation, because in education we're always talking about resources and programs for the ones that are really pushing the mark and going through, and then the ones that are struggling. But Dorothy's talking about, you know, that group in the middle.
Right.
And I think both of you kind of talked with that a little, maybe not that specifically, but I think that was, Dick, that was in your comments and Reginald as well.
Right. So when we talk about career ready, college ready, career ready, we're talking about regardless if a student is a high achiever headed to a research one institution, okay, we got that in place. We're talking about that student who needs some extra to get that in place. But when we talk about this whole career college readiness, we're talking about for the entire district. So if I have a student who's a, let's just say a B student, come to class every day, do what they're supposed to do, we want to make sure that student understands here are the opportunities for you just as well. If I have a student who's a C-plus student who just might not, hey, when I finish high school, I'm not trying to go to a four-year institution, here's some opportunities for you to also to do well. If we have that student who's just kind of sitting there, come to class early, do what they're supposed to do, and don't know what they want to do, we want to have the right guidance in place so that student understands what they can do.
But is that going to be a challenge? If you're elected to the Lawrence Township School Board, the money for these kinds of programs, unless you get grants, unless, you know, Uncle ain't going to give any more money, Uncle Sam, than they've already given, and the legislature is acting like figuring out creative ways to tell you to do more and give you less money to do that. So is part of this the challenge of how you maintain and improve that excellence? Both of you kind of talked about spreading that out across the whole district, but you do that in this financial straitjacket that we have in the state. Not, you know, we have a $2 billion surplus, but don't want to reinvest that in a lot of things, including public education.
That's an excellent point, Amos. And, I mean, the caller's question is an excellent one, too. And, in fact, as I've been talking with different parents, both those that have kids in the school system and those that have chosen to move out of the school system, I've heard that same criticism. I think if Reginald or I had a magic wand that could easily solve that whole resource thing, we would gladly waive it. So it's going to be a challenge, but I think we can do it. Part of it is starting with the additional community partnerships that can be brought to bear. I think we need to be getting to a level of resources for our teachers and our guidance counselors, whether that comes from finding grants, additional budget money, or bringing in community partners that enables us to have a learning plan for each and every kid in the school. So no matter where they are, high, middle, or low, we're moving them along the spectrum, and each year they're getting better. And that's what I'd like to see us encourage.
Let me go to Bob at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
Hey, I got a question, a comment. You know, today I heard the statistics that were quoted that 87% of Lawrence Township's students graduate, and that's great. And then also, I wonder what percentage of that group went on to college. And then for those that didn't go to college, what did the township school system prepare them to do for a living? Reason I ask the question is this, that even in this morning's paper, there's a lot of talk about children or students who are not college bound.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of jobs that are open that you don't need college degree for, but you have to be trained. Now, when I went to high school, everyone was required to take at least 1 year of some kind of vocational education. And so today, there's these kind of jobs, especially skilled crafts and so forth, pay as well as any college graduate. So is there any emphasis? What are these two guys that you have on your program this afternoon, thinking in terms of working with those kinds of students?
Well, it's interesting. You got to understand that the state of Indiana does not require that a student have to have at least one non-college course or a vocational course in order to get a Core 40 diploma in this state. But you all, and we did a show a couple of years ago from the McKenzie Career Center.
Correct. Exactly.
And that is something where you all are providing those kinds of these modern vocational opportunities to as many Lawrence students as you can.
Right. You take at the McKenzie Career Center, we have some programs where students can obtain certificates. Students get exposed to, as we call, middle skill jobs. We have advisory boards throughout that facility to help students understand what jobs are available, especially for those who might not pursue a four-year college degree, but what particular jobs are available. The one thing I like to really talk about is, so we're talking about making sure students have skills to succeed, and those skills can translate from being from an AP or IB program all the way down to I want to be a welder, I want to be a CNA. And at McKenzie and throughout some of the high schools and now even through our middle schools, we're talking about having skills to be able to enter college or the workforce. And we have some wonderful programs over at McKenzie.
239-1310 is afternoon's name. We'll take a break. Come back with Reginald McGregor and Dick Frege. They are candidates for the Lawrence Township School Board. It's afternoon's with Amos after these.
Hi, this is Linda Elsie Clemens. And when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Life.
And tomorrow on the program, we will have a big announcement. A really big announcement. A really, really, really big, big announcement concerning a major institution in the community. So you need to be here for the program to find all about that. Also, we'll tell you about some mess that we have heard up at John Marshall High School. That's in another school district. It's not in Lawrence Township. Near Lawrence Township, but it's not in Lawrence Township. Some mess having to do with an incident that involved a student, and some school officials intervened with that student, and another adult also intervened with the student who was not on the payroll of IPS. And I've asked IPS, Drew, now NICE twice for their side of the story. And they've responded, we're still investigating. This is the 1st of October. This thing happened the 19th. Y'all are through investigating. You know what happened. I know what happened. The only difference is you want me to say what I know happened without giving you the opportunity because y'all won't respond. That is not cool. I love you, Dr. Farabee. Love you like a brother. But y'all wrong on this. We'll talk about this tomorrow. So those of you in IPS listening, what time is it? It's 2-something. It's 2:30 now. You got until just before 1 o'clock tomorrow to give me a response and confirm what I kind of already know. And I'm not pleased with what I'm hearing. So IPS, straighten that out. In fact, some of the folks that are here in the room are aware of this, and they're not even anywhere near IP. Anyway, 239-1310. We're talking about Lawrence Township. They don't have these kind of problems out there. If they do, it'll end up at board level. 239-1310. Let me go back to the phones, with the two candidates that are here, and go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Amos.
How are you? I'm fine.
And your guest. Hey, guys.
Hello.
I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent now, but I had 3 of my 5 to graduate from Lawrence Township. So I'm very familiar with Lawrence Township. And I have a couple things. One is McKenzie is great. If you have children that just aren't college material. My baby boy who graduated in 2001, graduated and went on to be, he took that welding course there and left there, he graduated and went to work like the next week. He didn't get a time out for Corbett. And so he's been doing that almost since then. Then my baby girl who graduated in 2003, she took the cosmetology class over there, and she now has her own salon. So it's really a wonderful program. But I go back a long time with Lawrence when Doris Downing was doing Oaklandon. Two of mine went over there. And the one thing I liked about Oaklandon school, that elementary school over there, is that some of the teachers look like us. And I'm a foster parent now, and I can't give you too much information because then people listen will know who I am, and I don't want to embarrass my one daughter. Can't tell you who she is either. But make a long story short, when I now live in a Lawrence Township, and I'm a foster parent, and so my foster kids and my grandkids go to Amy Beveland Elementary School. I have a problem with that school over there. If you go over there, everybody is, okay, let me settle down. The majority of the people doing things are Caucasian. There are very few people that look like us. And I think Lawrence Township needs to reach out to minority teachers. Don't give us tokens. We don't want this thing. We want the best for our children. Because when my kids were in school, I used to go out and search for the best, and I mean the best, teachers of color that could identify and reflect with my children. And so I would pick them. That's in elementary school. You can't, after I got to, middle school, we didn't have that option. And so the last three graduated from Lawrence North. And I'm telling you, my boys played football, so I was a football mom before this soccer mom even started. I also started to pray. I didn't even realize we were doing that study is not an option in this house. But I was a single parent, so I had to, it had to be on,
First of all, you made a great point, and while you were on there, we pulled up the data. Unfortunately, it's 3 years old, but we pulled up the data on teacher diversity at Amy Beveland, and it could be much better just to give these two candidates some idea. Let me let them respond to your call. You made some excellent points. Guys?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your question. So, before we even think about race or let's talk about the skills that are needed in the school system. So when I visited Amy Beverly, I was very impressed with the administrator and the teachers.
Do you have any kids ever went there?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. My youngest daughter is a senior now at Lawrence Central.
But
I had opportunity to visit the school and was very impressed with the school, very impressed with the classroom, very impressed with the students being engaged with the teachers. So, and not to make it a race issue, I think it's very important that we are diverse at all levels in the district. But at the same time, let's really focus on the skills and the performance of the school.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not into race, but I am into race because I think they could do better with the diversity. My oldest son graduated from Lawrence North in 97. I may be a little off. And I was a football, as I said, previously stated, football mom. And I sat up there and I watched the cheerleading team, and there wasn't one minority on that. And I knew then Lawrence had a problem.
I need to move this along to give other callers an opportunity. And I think part of this is the challenge. One of the challenges that school administrations have is the hottest commodity out there are qualified minority teachers, and they're like engineers.
Amos, I respectfully disagree with you. Okay, and we can end this. I'm not buying that at all. Not when I know my daughter is an educator. And there are, I don't do the hiring, so I don't know what the process is. But, and I'll end the call, but I think Lawrence could do a better job of recruiting the best minority teachers out there so that our kids can have something. My daughter became a teacher because she was under Jackie Greenwood. How about that?
There you go. And that's a good
Thank
role
you.
Model. All right, that's a good
Absolutely.
Role model right there.
Yes.
Let me go back to the phones and anonymous. Hi there.
Hey, Ms. Hyde.
Hi.
I got a question, please, because I'm hearing you saying Lawrence Township. What school could someone in your panel recommend in Lawrence Township that is good with children with IEPs?
Are they currently in Lawrence Township?
They're in one of the charter schools that fits in Lawrence Township that are getting paid for children. And the school is full of children with IEPs. I talk to Amos all the time about this certain school. But the IEP teacher recently, a couple of them just quit.
At the charter school, do you know from your address in Lawrence Township what school your kid would attend?
It would be Fall Creek.
At Fall Creek. Have you talked to the people at Fall Creek to see what their situation is with special ed?
All the schools, Amos says, they take IEP kids, but why wouldn't they? Everybody gets a check.
but it's a little bit more complicated than that. And let me ask the two candidates here. If the purpose of special education is for the parents and the family to sit down with the school and create an action plan for how the school in Lawrence Township is going to educate that kid and achieve a specific set of goals by the end of the year. That's what IEP is all about. It's not just signing up and somebody gets money. It's about everybody creates a plan and success is achieving the results of that plan. How important is it at the board level to communicate to everybody in the system that an IEP, special education, is not a negative, it's an opportunity to create an action plan for a kid to be successful and to eventually get a core 40 or honors diploma at the end of their high school career.
I'm listening to you guys, and that's why I'm calling, because I just found out today that one of the teachers that actually sat in the classroom, she's been gone 2 weeks. But yet they're sending home F to these children who they don't have no assistance in the classroom for their particular IEPs that my child is reading.
Well, hold on. Let me do two things. Let me let these two candidates respond, and then I have a question for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. And Amos, I agree with what you said. I mean, the special education should be no different than any other student from the standpoint of we need to have one-on-one attention and developing a plan. Now, the caller mentioned Fall Creek, so I assume that she's referring to Fall Creek Valley Middle School.
Is that the school you're talking about?
That's the school that is attached to my address if I choose to use that one, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So two things. One, in Lawrence Township, we do have an ability of families to choose different schools as long as there's, you know, space and can be accommodated. So there's two middle schools to choose from there, Fall Creek Valley Middle School, of course, and Belzer's the other one. I've met with both principals there, Kathy Lusseau at Fall Creek Valley Middle School and Troy Noderer at Belzer. And I would really encourage the caller to reach out to both of those principals to set up a meeting. I think you'll find both principals to be committed to serving every single student that's in their school system and very responsive to your concerns. So I would encourage you to reach out to both of them.
And finally, a caller, real quickly, what school is this that's having this problem? What charter?
Lighthouse.
Which one?
Lighthouse. Remember they lost their charter? It was Lighthouse Charter Academy on Franklin Road. Now it's just called Lighthouse.
Well, guess what? That's still a mayor's charter school.
I know, Amos. I'm there every day.
Well, do you have email?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'm going to give you an email. I'm going to give you two email addresses. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, the first is Jason, J-A-S-O-N, then dot, cloth, K-L-O-T-H, at indy.gov.
So, okay.
All right, the next one is Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, then a dot, then Brown, B-R-O-W-N, at indy.gov. Jason is the deputy mayor over education. Brandon Brown is supposed to be the director of charter schools. You email both of them, tell them you talk to me, and they y'all want that straightened out.
I do, Amos. I promise I do.
And if they don't straighten it out, I bet you Fall Creek Valley Middle School in Lawrence Township welcome you with open arms.
Thank you, Amos, as always.
All right, appreciate it. 239-1310. I'm going to go to Raymond right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have a question for the candidates, and I know the election is coming up. I am wondering, you know, the big term that will be coming up is called big rocks, you know, like the little pebbles people have to take care of and the big rocks. I would really like to know where each of you stand on, like, a big rock regarding the school district that you could work on. You might have information you're already privy to or that you may have already researched regarding the district that catch your attention, that needs attention, because I know safety, quality of education, the trends in future education. I didn't know if you all had already found some things that need highlighting or focus now, because I know there are so many things, but I'm not even, I mean, for me, a school board, I know there's the Board of Education and the other legal areas, but what big rocks, big items would you be focusing on as a school board member? Mm. Or could you do that in the midst of handling everything else? I mean, and even if not, what if you couldn't handle just or focus on one thing, what would be like that thing that says, okay, I have these people to select from, what would make that person say, I need this person on the school board because they will do this?
Great question.
Good question. Let me address it from this standpoint. I think one of the things that we have to continue to improve upon is parent engagement. Those parents who might not be able to speak our English language as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those parents who might be working two or three jobs during the day and just cannot get into school.
Mm-hmm.
Those parents who might even be just in a situation where whether it be disabilities or whatever case may be, just cannot participate. We have to find a way that parents are engaged in their students' journey to education. And you know, statistics show the more engaged a parent is with the student's education, the more likely for that student to attend school, succeed in school, and pursue things after school that make them successful in life. So for me, is making sure that our parents feel comfortable being engaged and are welcome in the schools. And there's some wonderful programs. There's a program at Sunnyside that has an after-school program that's both for the student as well as for the parent. It's a program at Belzer that welcomes the parents in particular events. But we want to make sure that the parents are just as engaged in the education system as the administrators and the teachers.
Reginald, that's also happening in some of our other schools, including like at Harrison Hill that you're probably aware of. You know, they have a special grant that they got about a year ago, but they're doing that exact same thing. They're inviting the parents in to the school after school for special programming. There's after school clubs and stuff, and they are this year seeing a wonderful increase in the parent involvement. So I agree that is something that we need to continue to encourage and look for other innovative programs there.
239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon's name is. We'll take a break. We'll be back with our remaining moments. The candidates for Lawrence Township School Board, Richard Dick Frege and Reginald McGregor. More after these.
Hello, this is Pastor Michael K. Jones, and you're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
Back to the phones quickly, and another anonymous. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Damus? I wanted to speak to the early learning centers in Lawrence Township.
Yeah.
I think that there's a problem with a lot of the curriculum that's in the early learning centers. I've got two kids in Lawrence Township, and they both do well, but that's the result of me being an involved parent as well as their mother. But in the early learning centers, it's almost like it's more babysitting than it is actual teaching going on. If I wasn't, reading and having my child read to me, it wouldn't be taking place right now. There is reading going on, but again, that's the teacher reading to the students, and I think that there needs to be more of an emphasis on the child learning to read before they get to kindergarten. They've got, a couple levels of preschool at a couple of early learning centers, and I don't think there's enough of the more traditional curriculum taking place, and I think we're setting up a lot of kids for failure that, again, may have parents that do work two jobs and maybe can't give the time that I can give, and I think that's something that, as new candidates coming in, you guys really need to focus on is kind of restructuring that curriculum at the early learning center so as kids enter elementary and go further on into Lawrence, they'll be set up for success.
I'm going to ask a dumb question. Do you know whether these early learning centers have been certified as a level 3 or level 4 access to quality preschool?
And I did not know that. I did not know that.
I bet you these board candidates are going to find that out, because of this whole idea of upgrading the quality of preschool in Marion County, and the state has this test that's going to start next year, and the whole idea is to increase the number of level 3 and level 4 if Lawrence Township is running basically an early learning center. They should be striving for level 3 and level 4, and some of that deals with safety, which they probably are dealing with. It deals with teacher ratios, but it also deals with the quality of what is being taught.
Yeah, and I would think that they probably do qualify, but again, with these new standards, maybe that's something that they're going to have to adjust anyway. But if you would focus on that, you would see much more success in Lawrence, and we'd be getting these kids where they need to be earlier on, because if we're grabbing them, in middle school and late in elementary, we're doomed. And to speak to that diversity piece, we definitely need to see more, black teachers and just minority teachers in general. But we need to start paying these teachers more, too. I might be a teacher if it's paid well, but I have to support a family. That's a whole nother
Let me let the candidates answer very quickly. One of them has doubled over because he agrees with you 110%. 239-13, either one of you want to respond to the caller?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that's an excellent question, and I do not have all the facts right now on the ELC centers. I do know a couple things about them. They are stretched from the standpoint of resources. The funding really isn't there for the kindergarten and the pre-kindergarten that needs to be there. We certainly would encourage the legislature to try to help in that aspect. But I have been told that the kids that go through the early learning centers at Lawrence Township, as compared to the ones that do not, by grade 3, the kids that have gone through the early learning centers actually are performing 10 to 15% or so higher than the kids that don't. So I do think there's some good things going on. Now, to the caller's point, that doesn't mean that they're doing as well as they could be, though.
Right.
But certainly as compared to no early learning center or pre-kindergarten, I think we're ahead of the curve, and I think we're moving in the right direction, but I'm sure we can do better there.
All right. Our standard closing question with all candidates. If people want more information about your campaign, I'm going to start with Reginald McGregor. He is one of the two candidates. You're running at large.
Correct.
Really, both of you are running at large, but one is from a geographic area and the other, you just, they don't care where you live in Lawrence Township as long as you live in the Lawrence Township School District. Reginald McGregor, if people want to get a hold of you and your campaign, how they do that?
You can go to my website, www.reginaldmcgregor.com. You can contact me directly, area code 317-201-2836, or you can Facebook, again, Reginald McGregor for Lawrence School Board at Facebook.com.
And Richard Dick Freegee, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, webpage, www.freegee, which is F-R-E-I-J-E. For schoolboard.com. My email address is contained within that website, and my telephone number, 317-237-1208, would welcome emails or calls.
Again, there are four candidates running for Lawrence Township School Board. Two have been here with us today, Reginald McGregor and Richard Dick Freegee. There are two other candidates, Frederick Medling and April Ajay. They could not be here with us today. That's it for today.